Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simin Shin Sadi, Zayin Se'ivim, Vav Ches, Vav Zayin Ches, Tes, and Yud. This is page Resh Samach Beis, Amud Beis, page 524. And again, we're talking about how different items are limited by the Tchum of the Bailim of that item. So now we have to define what's considered the Bailim of certain items. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Vav, Shor Shel Patum. If you have a shor that's owned by someone whose job it is to fatten up a shor so that he could check and sell its meat, it has the status of the tchum of the person who buys it to shachter on yamtov. Or if the bailim shachter on yamtov, then he sells the meat to other people. Whoever bought this piece of meat is allowed to bring that piece of meat to anywhere within his own tchum. Meaning, it goes by the tchum of the customer, not of the owner of the animal when yamtov had begun. He is mefatim oxen to sell. Even if this guy, this patim, comes from a different, even if this customer came from a different city and he only arrived here because he made an eruv tchumen to be able to travel all this way, he could bring it all the way back home. And the reason is that it's a kind of thing that's a rare item that people travel to buy an item like this. So a person who's a patam knows, if this is what he does for a living, that he's getting consumers from different communities as well. It's not like the local pizza shop. It's like one of these things that people come from other communities. Vidas Bailov Me Etmal, right? I think there's a chicken place in Lakewood that delivers every Friday to the five towns, because you can't get chicken in the five, right? So every Friday they're delivering tons and tons. So if one of these places that's, that everyone comes from all over the place, so then that's the Vidas Bailim Me'atmal Gamaleim. So the Bailim already had in mind an Erev Yom Tov that it should be for all of his customers, that it should be in the rishus of the person who's going to buy it. That the Bailim intended to divide up this animal, different cuts of meat of this animal, to whoever the customers are going to be. And just like a bar shel hefker, that whoever fills up water from it, it's that water is subject to the tchum of whoever happens to fill up that water, because it's understood that it's going to go to lots of different people. Ziv Zayin, Shol Shol Roe Karagle Ancheo Seir. But if it's just a shepherd's shor, then it's limited to the to that city's tchum. Mishabur Yud Zayin, Hainu Adam Shemagadol Behemos. You have a shepherd who raises animals. Upam Shemarchol Shchein of Makirov. And every now and then he'll sell it to his neighbors or to people he knows. So it's a local establishment. It's not something that sells to people from far away. Umishum Dekimah Sheinu Mafuta Main Derech Liknos Meiyoros Acheiros. It's not an appealing enough item that people are coming from other cities to buy. The shor kaze yimtzu kol echad b'makomo. This kind of shor everyone can find in their own community. V'lechein ein das bailim el al b'nei iro v'areu karaglam. So then the bailim's das is only on the people in his city, and therefore it's subject to the tchum of his city. Karagle anche alpayim l'kol ruach. You have 2,000 amos in every direction. V'afilu meirav haruah zel etzad echad. And even if this shepherd happened to have made an eruv where he has more space to go on one side of the city and less on the other side of the city, whoever buys it is still allowed to go in the entire tchum of that city. Because certainly he had in mind on Erev Yom Tov that there are going to be customers, just that the customers are going to be local customers. So it goes by the local tchum, not by the tchum of customers from out of town. Let's say brothers live in a house together, and they all jointly own everything, but there's one guy that plays guitar, so they all own the guitar, but there's only one brother that actually plays the guitar, so it's his guitar. The guitar is a bad example, because you probably shouldn't be using it on Shabbos or Yantif, but I mean, the point is there's a kli that he's the only one that drinks coffee, so the coffee mug, it's he's the one that uses it, even though it technically belongs to all of them. So it goes by his tchum Shabbos, but if it's not designated as his, then it's subject to the the overlapping tchum of all of them. Sivkat Niyotasim Yuchadim Lechad Rotzlom Shainachim Mishtamshin Behem Afal Pish Yeshlan Chelik Behem, that the other brothers don't use it, even though they technically are owners of it as well. Mikol Makom Chayla Lai Shvisa Seshem Mishtamish Behem. It's only the one who uses it that it's going to go by his tchum. Veinachim Koach Lesser LaHaknos Aleihem as Shvisa Sam. So the other brothers can't cause him problems and limit the tchum. Shekulim Yicholim Leilich Lafuke Mechad Erev Elafam Lemizrach Vasheni Elafam Lemayrev Ein Yicholim Laholich Esakelim El Bishir Elafam Mikan Velafam Mikan Shekulim Yicholim Leilich. Meaning, if it's something that's jointly owned and used by all of them, and one of the brothers made an Erev Tchum in 1,000 Amos to the east of the city, the other 1,000 Amos to the west of the city, so it can only go up until 1,000 Amos to the east of the rest of the city. You cannot go further than that, because you're limited by the common Tchum Shabbos of all of them. Because they're all considered Shutfin in it, and therefore each one can prevent the other from carrying it throughout his Tchum. Siftes, Shnaim Sheshalu Chaluk, if two people borrow an item of clothing, Zeleilich Bo Shachris, Zeleilich Bo Arvis, one of them is going to wear it in the morning, the other one's going to wear it in the evening. It is also limited by the joint tchum of both people. So if one of these guys made an erev 2,000 amos to the east and the other one made an erev 2,000 amos to the west, you can't move it at all, because except for within the four amos, because it's limited to both of their tchum. Chaf alif sheshalu chalak mi bod yom leos brishu shneim. They borrowed it before Shabbos Yantav. V'kaim l'kameis v'yiralv dal yidei she'ela v'karag le'ashoel. That when you borrow it, it becomes like the borrowers. Achein hachad shnei shoelim. But over here, there are two borrowers. So asum kalechal chaveru k'demesayim. That's why it's limited to both of them. V'zeh le'lich po arvis. So one of them is going to use it in the morning, one in the evening. Ein hakavana al arvis shal yom tov sheni. This does not mean that one of them is going to use it, meaning it's said in the wrong order. We said one of them is going to use it in the morning, the other in the evening. So if it's 2 days Yantav, that means the second guy is using it on a different day than the first guy. That's not what it means. Because if that were the case, if one was borrowing it for Yom Tov Rishon, the other one's borrowing it for Yom Tov Sheni, the guy borrowing it for Yom Tov Rishon could carry it throughout his entire tchum on Yom Tov Rishon, and the guy borrowing it for Yom Tov Sheni could carry it throughout his entire tchum on Yom Tov Sheni. The shtei kedushas same, because they're two separate kedushos. V'imechad kadosh hasheni chol ve'ina chadoser al chaveru. If one of them is kodesh, the other one the other day is chol, and they're not going to asra on one another. Ela hakavana ala arvish shalifnei shachris. What we mean to say is one of them is using it Friday night and the other one Shabbos morning, which is clearly the same day. So each one is going to ask on the other one if they made Erevin in different directions, and therefore they don't share the same Tchum Shabbos. Sif Yud, Shnaim Shalachu Behema B'Shutafus. If two people buy a Behema in partnership, V'Shchatua B'Yom Tov, and then they Shech that Behema on Yom Tov, Afal Pi Shalachach Kalechad Minaso, even though each one is taking their cuts of meat that they're interested in, Hare Kalabas or Karagle Shnehem. All the meat is limited to the tchum, the overlapping tchum of both of them. Avalim lachu chavishal yayin v'chilku b'yom tov. But if they bought a barrel of wine and split it on yom tov, chelkosh kalechem b'yom karaglav. Then whatever you take as your portion, you could carry wherever you anywhere within your tchum. Whatever he takes as his portion, he can carry anywhere in his tchum. Sivkat and chavdal karagle shnehem. By the animal, it's got to be limited to the overlapping tchum of both of them. V'lo dami luchavios. Why is it different than the barrel of wine? Darmina dechelu kalechem karaglav, where we say that each one could carry it wherever he goes, Mishum de Brabanan Yesh Breira, because after all, by the wine we said on it's a Drabanan, so we rely on Breira that retroactively whatever I take as my wine has been my wine the entire time. It's as if it was designated for me already from Erev Yom Tov. We cannot say that by a Behema. Because if you're going to say that each one was Huvra on Erev Yom Tov, so you're going to say, oh, I took the right leg of the animal, so the right leg of the animal already on Erev Yom Tov was mine. Yeah, but where did that right leg get nourished from? It got nourished from the blood supply when the animal was alive, that its heart was beating, and when it ate, that the food that you know came from all different parts of the animal. Each part was being nourished from the other parts of the animal, which and some of those other parts of the animal went to the other guy. Bizman ben Ashmash, during ben Ashmash, Zuzman Knias Erev, which is when the Erev comes into effect. And therefore, each limb of this animal is really a combination of your chelik and his chelik. Therefore, it has the status of the tchum of both of them as if they didn't divide it. Erev Yom Tov, Huvra Kol Chelik V'Kodesh V'Sus Bailiv. By the barrel of wine, we say that once they divide it, we say that it's Huvra Dover L'Mafreya, that whatever I got was mine the whole time, and whatever you got was yours the whole time. So to summarize what we learned tonight, first we said that when a Patam distributes cuts of meat, each cut follows the customer's Tchum. Then we said that a Shar distributed by a Roa, who only distributes locally, follows that city's Tchum, because he's not anticipating any out-of-town customers. And then we said the stuff that's used by one household member follows his tchum, even though it's owned by all the household members. He's the only coffee drinker. The coffee mug follows his tchum, but if it's used by several household members, it has to stay within the tchum of all of them. And then we said that if two people borrow something to use on the same day, one at night, one in the afternoon, then it's limited to their common tchum. And then we said that when two people partner in a behema, all cuts of meat are limited to their common tchum, because each part is yonik from the other, but partners in a barrel of wine can split, and using Breira, we assume that each guy's portion can go throughout his entire Tchum. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow night I will not be here, so probably on the Zoom from Lakewood, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav, Baruch Hashem, for tomorrow night. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp chat for details.